flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I couldn't even leave my seat during the break. You got to find out what Tony Gwynn Jr. thinks about Padres maybe trading Robert Suarez and leaving basically Jason Adam as their closer. I know Tanner Scott's still a free agent, but we've discussed the likelihood of him returning. We've waited this long. We can wait another second, Tony. Just a quick update on things. If you're just tuned in, Roky Sasaki has still not made a decision, and he can't make one until at least tomorrow. But the Padres, it says they're in the final three. Matt Snyder seemed to indicate they're kind of in the final two. Because yeah. He didn't think too much of Toronto's chances. So we can tell you that much. Obviously, the football last night was one-sided. Matt Scraby's been left to try to defend Kevin O'Connell after his team laid quite the egg. 27-9 Rams. We will wrap up all the NFL stuff a little bit later in the program. We also have got a fantabulous sports game show coming for you at the bottom of this hour. So stick around for that. But Daily Gambit, next, after Tony.
I'm okay with them moving Suarez.
If they need to.
If they need to. Here's the thing. What you're starting to, I think, see, maybe not see, but the picture is kind of becoming clear, right? If all is what we think it is in terms of the Padres not really having the space to spin freely. In some cases, at least in the cases that have been presented so far in terms of thought, you are plugging a hole only to open up another one. It's like the cartoon where you put the gum on the hole and then another hole pops up. That's kind of what's happening in terms of when people or these rumors or whatever's out there, whether it's Cease or now we're talking, in this case, Suarez.
There's been a lot made of perhaps Arise being traded as well.
You are taking a piece of the team to move in order to plug another hole that's
But that leaves the piece you just traded open.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, you know, again, because we don't have we don't know the direction in a lot of ways that the Padres are looking to go for the 2025 season, it's really hard to predict. But yeah, I could see a scenario in which Jason Adam can fall into that closer role. Maybe there's some arms. I mean, listen, what was the young man that came up last year? Tall guy.
Oh, at the end of the year. Why can't I think of his name right now?
I mean,
Sean. I'm going to go look.
It's Sean Reynolds, right?
Sean Reynolds.
Reynolds. If, you know, maybe there are enough.
Maybe they feel like they have somebody else. Yeah.
And so that you can start maybe sliding down the slots of Adams, who now would move from the setup position to the closer spot. You can, you know, there's some maneuvering that may have to take place within the organization. And that's the other thing. You don't know what arms are going to take that next step, if there are some, in spring training. So there's a lot of questions. I don't think you can have an honest conversation about the San Diego Padres without acknowledging that there are some questions right
now.
One thing
we said, I would say a month and a half ago, is that be careful what you do in reacting to this move, that move, and the other one.
Right.
Wait till the whole puzzle is put together.
Right.
We said that. But we're not reacting to that.
No.
Yeah, we're not doing it. We're trying to react to each thing as it comes, and we really shouldn't. But we can't help ourselves.
But that's because in a vacuum, it'd be easy to do. But we also know that the Giants have made moves. The Dodgers have made moves.
Right.
The Diamondbacks
seems like we've
have
fallen
moves.
Behind, even
right.
though.
And so
you
in
know,
a vacuum,
there's a
yes,
long way to go.
We can keep our eyes focused on the big picture, but when all these other things are happening on the side, it tends to drag your attention there, and then you start kind of worrying about how this picture comes together.
The Padres are kind of being like the Rockies right now, and I don't like it.
Oh, please.
I don't like it. Right. I mean, I didn't even know that the Rockies still played in Major League Baseball because they have done nothing in free agency at all.
Not since like
Chris Bryant
2003. Yeah. I don't think the Rockies have
Chris Bryant the last big signing.
And you know what's hilarious is I think they're still trying to sell that to their fan base. Well, we got Chris Bryant.
Well, what else were they going to sell? Of course they got to.
That's it. All right, let's do some Daily Gambit catch up there, Scrape.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's see. We made some bets last night, and Tony, I hit a five-leg parlay over the weekend.
Did
that
you
I have
really?
To tell you about.
Oh,
I already told him he made $300.
$330.
But the next 18 times he loses, he will have given that money back.
Oh, so don't worry. Whoever you gave your money or got your money from, they know they're getting it back.
So they will, but it's going to take a little bit longer with me.
That's okay.
I only bet
they have time.
5, 10, or 15.
They got time to do.
They're not going anywhere. Yeah, they'll be happy to wait for you to give your money back.
They'll wait for you to give your money back. It might take a little time. But they are confident they will get it back.
Yesterday I was feeling it a little bit. Before I left here, I went on and I made a five-leg parlay. I'm like, I'm a genius. I know this stuff. I could do this.
So you're saying they already got some of their money back.
I got one leg of the parlay.
So
but I only
go.
Bet $5.
They're already working their way back to even.
I only bet $5.
I should say they're probably still up at this point.
All right. Just realized something. Our bets yesterday. Let's start with the Lakers first, and then we'll go backwards. Because I need to check on something.
No, we both even took the Lakers, Tony.
Yeah, we
stuck up for you.
I'm sorry.
Lakers minus four, Spurs, 126-102.
Did you see what they got outscored?
It was tied going to the fourth quarter.
36-17?
Yeah, they got outscored by 24 points.
Put the whole second half together. It's worse than that.
Man.
I mean, this team was up, I think, 11 and a half. Might have been.
And they lost by 24?
Dude, it looked like...
Yeah, it was bad.
The Spurs did the same thing from like mid-third quarter all the way to the end of the game. Never stopped. Lakers never had an answer. Now, I will say, I looked for some signs of life because there was none. It was hard to find any yesterday.
I mean, they're dealing with a lot.
They are. Touche. But
I think
still.
You should send Mick Cronin to the podium to talk about the Lakers.
Delusional.
I will say this.
They're good kids, though.
I did see this.
They're good kids.
But they're delusional.
Delusional.
I know Jay is going to disagree, but we're going to hear it later. But he's not wrong. They are delusional.
No, he's right.
You should tell them that, though.
Oh, we're just going to keep. But isn't that kind of the problem? Like, we just keep sugarcoating
actually,
it for him?
He shouldn't have gone public with it.
Maybe so. I give you that. And maybe he should have left his assistant coaches out of it, too. But I forgot my train of thought. Now, where was I?
Lakers.
Dude,
madness.
I did see at one point J.J. Redick and Anthony Davis get into it. Anthony Davis kind of.
Really?
He kind of. It looked like he was saying, "Why are you yelling at me?" And J.J. Redick was pointing to something down on the other end of the court defensively that didn't go the way they were supposed to go. And so, you know, when things are bad like they are for the Lakers, I want to see the head coach butt heads with at least the big dogs of the team.
Yeah, but it went bad last night.
It went real bad last night.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay, so next one, Ant-Man, over under 26.5 points against the Wizards. Chris went over, I went under. Ant-Man had 41 points, so he is on a scoring streak right now.
Winner for me.
Ant-Man.
UCLA.
Pockets is getting light.
Speaking of, yes, they are. Speaking of delusional teams, is UCLA delusional when they played Rutgers, or were they delusional? Yes, they were delusional. UCLA were favorites in the game by 2.5 points. Chris chose UCLA. I chose Rutgers. Rutgers wins 75-68.
Now, listen, the truth of the matter, if I'm not mistaken, since the soft comments, I think they've lost both games.
Yes, they have. So, wide margins to not great teams either.
So, you know.
Yeah, it hasn't worked
the
yet.
The truth cell sets you free. It may not have been the best time for the truth at this particular, at the way he gave it, should say.
No doubt.
He pushed the wrong button. Kings at Oilers last night, -1.5 on the puck line. Chris chose the Kings. I chose the Oilers. Oilers won 1-0. Now back to our NFL bets. We did Puka Nacua or Justin Jefferson. How many receiving yards? Who had more receiving yards? Puka was -1. We both chose Puka. Neither of them had a big game. Puka had 44 yards, so -143. Justin Jefferson had 58 yards. I think he had that in the first half. He didn't touch the ball again in the game. So Justin Jefferson wins that one. Sam Darnold, -20 passing yards.
This is unbelievable.
Matthew Stafford, this is unbelievable.
Right?
For how bad Sam Darnold was last night.
He easily won this bet, though.
He had 245 yards, -20, 225. Matthew Stafford had 209.
Yeah, so Sam Darnold
we
won.
We both chose Stafford.
Yeah. It was not a good night for us. I went 2-4. You went 1-5.
Ooh.
Yeah. Before we get to today's picks, our first weekend of NFL playoff picks went this way. Tony 4-2 with 16 points. Scraby 4-2 with 15 points. Chris, 2-4, 8 points.
Where are my two losses?
You lost on, boy, I'd have to, you know.
Oh, I have it right here.
Who did he lose on?
Did I pick the Chargers like a Jackie?
Yes, we all picked
like
the Chargers.
Jackie,
we
says.
All three picked
Chargers
the Chargers, and,
Bucks.
And they let us
Bucks,
down.
Yeah, the Bucks one definitely let me
Bucks
down.
Bucks lost.
Yeah, I chose the Chargers as a 6-point team, and that's brutal.
Right. So we'll do those playoff
picks
again. We all
chose the Chargers?
Yes, we're all
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, we fell for the, we drank the banana in the tailpipe pipe or whatever.
Yeah. We drank the banana.
Yeah, we did. That's how bad it was. All right, tonight we've got the Aztecs home, as we know, to Colorado State. One thing that Mark Ziegler wrote in his article today, so I'll throw it out there, the Aztecs have won 66 straight games against quad three or four opponents. 66!
It's a good streak.
And Colorado State is officially a quad three. Mm. Even though they're 4-1 ahead of the Aztecs in the standings, Colorado State is a quad three. Will the Aztecs extend their streak?
I don't like these kind of stats.
I know. Aztecs favored by 7. Scraby, you go first because you're really the only one that may choose the other side.
Well, I mean, the Aztecs are coming off of a pretty
loss,
bad game.
But they, you know, what they do after they lose. They're 34-4.
Yeah, they basically
that place is it's not the business.
What
the
place?
Pit.
No.
They just don't play well there.
They didn't play well.
Chris kind of explained it yesterday about how it's intimidating before.
It's intimidating if you've never been there.
It definitely is.
You
got
to go to this
You're
place.
You're like going down into to hell when you get in there. It's just it just drums up all kinds of bad
thoughts. It has its effect
thoughts.
On you.
Yeah.
I am going to go Aztecs. I think they get back on track.
All right. Yeah, 66 in a row and 34 of their last 38 following a loss. Aztecs. I have faith. Tony?
Aztecs.
All right. Number one team, the new number one team in the nation is the Auburn Tigers. Chad Baker Mazzara, former Aztec. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chad Baker Mazzara is one of those Auburn Tigers. They put their number one ranking on the line today against 15th-ranked Mississippi State. So a top 15 matchup tonight at Auburn, favored by 8. Tony. Auburn minus 8.
Oh, I was about to say at Auburn.
At Auburn, Mississippi State, the opponent.
Give me Auburn.
Going to take them to hold on to that ranking. I'm going to take Mississippi State to give us a good game on the road. Scraby.
I'll take Mississippi State. You will. Too.
Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
The Dogs. Bill Dogs. On to the NBA we go. The other night, Indiana won at Cleveland. Tonight, they play again, this time in Indiana. Does Cleveland make amends for what was a 15-point loss at home to the Pacers? Tonight at Indiana, Cleveland's favored by 8.5. I think the thinking is that Cleveland's going to whoop them, but I'm going to take Indiana plus the points. They're at home, and they just beat them. Scraby? 8.5 points. Cleveland favored.
I'm going Cavs.
Cavs. Okay. Tony?
No Haliburton, I believe, for this.
Oh, wait a second. That's really?
Yeah, I think he's out hamstring.
When they do that.
So I will go Cleveland.
It's so tough to bet in the NBA. You really have to have knowledge before you
really do.
Put your money down. All right, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is at Philly tonight. Giannis is home to Sacramento. They both have the same point total, so who's going to score more? And it is Scraby. SGA or Giannis?
I'm thinking.
All right, think. And do you want me to give you their scoring stats for the year?
No, it's okay. I know. Sixers are pretty bad right now, aren't they?
Well, it depends. Here's the crazy thing. Both guys are averaging 31.4 points per game. Exactly
wow.
the same.
Jeez. Okay, I'm going to go with SGA.
SGA tonight. I like him. He just always puts a 30 up there at least. Gives you a chance. Tony?
Greek freak.
Greek freak, he says. Okay, Jokic, 52.5 at Dallas tonight. Nikola Jokic, points plus rebounds plus assists, 52.5.
Wow, so he scores 30, gets 10 and 10, he doesn't even make it.
No,
that's true. That's true.
He's short.
Well, put that into your calculations. Sure, Tony's up first, though. Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, I'm up first.
Can you imagine going 30, 10, and 10 and not making it?
I'm going to say, yeah, he gets it.
You say he's going to make it.
Him and Russell are on a nice little streak
over,
right now.
Says Tony. Jokic is averaging 31.2, a 13.2. He averages 9.8 assists.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I did read. Tony, back me up or disagree with this. Somebody put a video of Jokic up playing the worst defense anyone's ever played and said, how does this guy win MVP? He doesn't guard anyone.
He's not a defender.
Doesn't even bother sometimes. Interesting.
You know, I'm careful to with those clips because they...
Right, they can make it look any way they want.
Right, but he doesn't. He's not known for his defense,
yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to say under. I just think it's too many.
Scraby,
under. Okay, we've got one from the Australian Open Tennis, which
is
underway.
We're moving, though.
We're moving. Carlos Alcaraz, one of the greats. I think he's seeded third. It's a second round match against Yoshihito Nishioka.
Okay.
Alvarez is favored by 9.5 games, which means if he wins 6-3, 6-3, 6-3,
that's nine.
That'd be nine. He wouldn't make it.
Or that.
All right. I think you're first, Tony. You want to go Alcaraz or Nishioka plus the...
Alcaraz.
You're not even thinking about it.
No.
Okay.
Don't know much to think about.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go Nishioka.
Just
Nishioka.
For fun?
Nishioka.
Yeah. All right. A little love for Nishioka. I'll take Alcaraz. Mop this guy up. All right. That's good. You're good, Scrape. We made it in plenty of time there.
I don't know about plenty of time.
All right, we made it. All right, there's our picks.
We'll see. All right, we made it.
When we come back, Deion Sanders is in the news because he's met with Jerry Jones. Everybody seems to have an opinion on this. Is he going to be the next coach of the Cowboys? We'll give you our thoughts when we return after a check of traffic.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, not two. 324. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ellis, Matt Scraby. Trying to get ourselves back on track. Last segment went a little long. We'll try to trim the fat on this 3 o'clock, 320 segment. Chris teased it before we went to the break. Deion Sanders once again in the news. And this time he is being courted by Jerry Jones. Now, there's been speculation about this probably going back for about 8 weeks now.
And Deion has said that he's not leaving Colorado no matter what, and no one's ever believed him, and this is why.
Wait.
What?
You guys both said you don't believe he'll ever coach in the NFL because he said that.
Okay, that's right. That was our prediction.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, in general, nobody's believed him.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's all.
Like people like you and everybody else
who runs away with every potential rumor.
Day one.
Well, that's fine. You're still not right.
He also,
by the way,
went on last week.
You're still not right.
That's right. You're not right yet.
Let's not start clucking yet like you have got this whole thing locked down.
Wait a second.
Cluck, cluck.
Can you give him a chance to cluck?
Go ahead. You're feeling yourself right now because all of a sudden actually took a phone call. Now hold on, let me get to this. Hold on, before you get to this. So for those who may not know, yesterday after Mike McCarthy walked away from Jerry Jones, and rightfully so, I might add, I thought it was some sweetness to the fact that they could come up to an agreement after he did all of that, you know, shucking and jiving about whether he was going to bring him back or not. Mike McCarthy said, I'm out. All right, so now all of a sudden the names start to filter, and Bill Belichick's name gets thrown out there. Deion Sanders' name is thrown out there, and I think everybody is feeling pretty good, those who didn't believe that he would stay, because he took a phone call.
The people like Scraby are thinking they're going to be right. The bottom line, too, is he also said he's not going to coach in the NFL unless he can coach his kids. So how is Dallas going to get his kids?
That is a great question.
That's another part of it.
The only person who wants to draft Shador is Deion. So he could take him in the second round.
Not true. Wait, hold on. No. Just keep this. This is, today is the 14th.
Okay, that was a crazy comment.
We're going to clip that. So 3/26 on January 14th, that was Scraby. He said that only one who wants to draft Shador is Deion. We're going to hold you to
that.
And
he can wait to the second round.
At least. Wait, he said it sounded like nobody's going
to
draft.
That's the part, Chris, that gets me. If he goes to the NFL after saying this whole time he will only go in if he can coach his sons, he's a liar. That's lying.
It's not lying at all, because a lot of us change our minds in this world.
All of us change our minds.
Including you.
Because he keeps going on these shows, and they keep asking about it. He's like, you think I'm going to say something because I'm going to be a social media clip?
What do you want him to say?
I want him to say, hey, the opportunity presents itself, maybe.
And then you'd come in here and kill him because he's got one foot in the door and one out the door.
He's been telling everyone he's not going to go to the NFL.
So he took a phone call from his former boss, somebody who actually has one of the few people who seem to have a really good relationship with Jerry Jones. He took a phone call from him. So that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, Bill Belichick took a call from the Patriots or from Tom Brady. You didn't see him going to the Raiders anytime soon, do you? Or do you still think that's happening?
He's in North Carolina.
He's in Colorado.
But now that he's been in North Carolina,
he
just took a phone call from Tom Brady about the Raiders opening.
Did he? I don't know if that actually happened.
Well, apparently.
I mean, this is.
They reached out.
You don't know that any of it happened, but it's certainly. We're talking about it, right? It's been reported. So what I'm saying is, he also said at the end of all of this that I'm really happy in Boulder, and this is where I am for right now. And so we'll wait and see if he changes his mind, and maybe you have a leg to stand on. But right now, all he did was take a phone call.
He just, I don't like people that.
Oh, you don't like
people that. I don't like people that say things over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Let me tell you something.
Not say, hey, you know what? I was wrong for saying that. I should have kept it open.
Why should he have to say he's wrong when he's not yet?
Okay, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. You're jumping ahead a lot. But we all know this is going to happen.
We do.
Yes.
Oh, 328.
Because you know Jerry Jones, what he's doing?
Keep this one locked down.
Jerry Jones is old rich guy who thinks he's making the hire that everybody wants to make him to make, and he's not going. It's not a good idea.
Let's break this down a little bit, Chris. What do we know about Jerry Jones?
That he's a little crazy at this point.
A little crazy?
Yeah, he's
likes
not,
to be
doesn't
the,
seem to have all his faculties any longer, I got
to
be honest.
Superstar of his own franchise.
That's right. He's going to at least get Dion's name out there.
He pretty much said it himself. Like, I bought this team. I basically want to manage it and run it. All right, but here's the thing. The moment he hires Dion, is he still the face and the person that they want to talk
That's
to
a great
on
question.
A daily basis? I think not. A lot of what we've seen from the Dallas Cowboys really have nothing to do with winning, and it seems like Jerry Jones is perfectly fine with that. As long as that,
as long
mic
as all the microphones point to him at the end of every game.
The end of game.
Don't people?
He's good.
I'm not in Dallas, but after games, don't the media just walk right past Mike McCarthy and go straight to Jerry Jones?
I don't
Jones?
Even think they even think about going to Mike.
That's
McCarthy.
What I mean.
They go right to
now, Jerry.
Would that be the case?
And he welcomes them.
Would that be the case if Coach Prime was the head coach there? I don't think it would.
No,
and we haven't seen that. Really, since what? Jimmy Johnson? That was the last. Maybe Bill Parcells was the last coach that he didn't walk by whoever was the head coach.
I mean, Troy Aikman said the last coaching hire that the Cowboys made that made any sense was Jimmy Johnson.
I will say this. He better hope Dion takes this job. Because, as also Troy Aikman said, this is not the coveted job that it used to be.
No.
And that's and listen, we're gonna last cycle you could get away with it because there wasn't like crazy names, but when you got the likes of Ben Johnson out there, you've already missed out on Mike Vrabel for this one. The defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. There's a lot of quality coaching candidates out there.
Robert Saleh.
All of them.
A ton of them.
I'm including him too. I know his name has been muddied by being a Jet head coach, but. Talented coaches out there, and no one seems to be jumping at the chance, at least as we know right now, to be the Dallas Cowboy coach.
I just want to clear one thing up for Scraby. If you go through the rest of your life hating people who change their mind, stay single.
Oh, he's going to stay single.
Stay single, because if you ever get married and you don't like people who change their minds, you're going to be in trouble.
I'm not. I'm okay.
My wife changes her mind before the waitress gets back to the kitchen with the slip of paper.
I'm okay with people changing their mind on where they want to go to dinner. That's fine.
But not where they want to spend the next 5-6 years of their life.
No, not when you tell everybody for the past 5 years, I just want to stay in Colorado.
Why do you care?
I don't want to go to the NFL. I have no interest in the NFL.
Scraby, is it affecting your life?
No, but...
But what? It's not affecting your life.
No, I just don't like liars.
You just... Oh.
Just don't like liars. Just don't like liars. Hey, you guys... Okay.
This guy.
Dion takes that job. Can you sit here and tell me he's not a liar?
I hope he's not a liar. He changed his mind.
That's such a cop-out. That's like saying...
I don't think it is.
That's like a murderer on their deathbed saying, I just made peace with God. I'm all good.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just brought it up.
What's wrong with
freaking out right now? I'm freaking out.
I will say one thing that you're going to be surprised I say, Scraby.
I just lost my pen, too.
You're going to be surprised I say this. I think if they hired Dion, I think it'd be wonderful, the bright lights, the whole thing. I'm not that impressed with Dion as a game managing coach.
I don't think
he really needs work in that category. He would have to hire somebody that helps him do that stuff.
I don't think,
cuz he does a lot of weird things with Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, you can get away with the kind of stuff in college.
That's
football,
what I mean.
Cuz you got superior athletes, but everybody's a good athlete in the NFL, and I think it would be a bad decision for a coaching decision for Deion. I think he should stay where he's at, build, continue to get strong. Because, listen, at this point, I wouldn't touch the Dallas Cowboys with anything.
Yeah.
Stay away. X marks the spot. Let's get to break. On the other side, we get back into some game show play. Fantabulous.
This doesn't get any better
sports
for me.
Game show. Me, Scraby, next.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, time for the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. You can play along out there. There are 20 correct answers today for 24 possible points. That means there are a couple of repeats, and if you get those correct, you'll get more than 1 point for guessing those particular answers, and I'll tell you the category in a second. Scraby and then Tony will make selections, guesses. And they'll go back and forth with correct answers. If you get one wrong, you get a strike. Simple?
Yes.
All right. Today's category, Super Bowl's coming up, guys. A couple of weeks away. And actually, when the Super Bowl is over, there will be another name added to this list. What I want from you guys is to name the losing Super Bowl quarterbacks in this century.
So since the year 2000.
So we're starting with the year 2000 Super Bowl. I am going to help you a little bit. The 1999 Super Bowl was actually played in 2000, right? Because they always play at the...
Ravens-Giants?
No. The game I'm telling you about was Titans-Rams. Even though that was played in 2000, that counts as 1999. So don't guess
that. What was that? That
game.
Was Titans-Rams?
That was the last one that is not part of this list. So you want something
that?
After
that. That's when Dyson came up a little short on
right,
the reach.
Right, when he just reached for the end zone. That game was actually played in the year 2000. I don't want everybody, you know, writing in to me. But that's the 1999 season. So that doesn't qualify. You want everything from the 2000 season forward. 24 correct answers. I'm sorry, 20 correct answers for 24 points. Scraby, you go first. I mean, if you get somebody who's lost more than one Super Bowl, you get more than 1 point. So,
okay, great.
Take advantage of that if you can.
Even though he won a lot, he also lost some too. Mr. Brady.
Tom Brady, that's a good start for you, Scraby. And it's going to help you. Tom Brady's lost 3 Super Bowls.
So he gets 3 points?
He gets 3 points for that. Yeah. Now, there are a couple of other guys who lost too, Tony. So if you get one of those, that'll help. Brady lost twice to Eli and the Giants. He also lost
to
the Eagles. Yeah, so Brady's lost 3. Tony, your first selection here.
I know who lost twice.
All right.
We're doing the quarterback, right?
Losing quarterback, correct.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner lost 2. That's correct. He lost to the Patriots, the
first one,
the first Brady Super Bowl championship. He also lost to Roethlisberger and the Steelers that year.
Warner lost 2.
Mr.
Debo Harrison.
Debo made that.
Running down the...
Oh, yeah, James Harrison's return.
That was crazy.
All right, there's one person left who's lost 2, and then everybody else has lost 1. Scraby, your head 3-2, and it's your turn. Scraby.
Lost 2, huh?
There's one player left if you want to try for that one. Or you can just name somebody who lost 1 and we'll move along. Scraby, you gotta... Yeah, you're... He's thinking.
Oh, I know who the 2 is. Peyton Manning.
Dang it!
You got it.
I was trying to think of his other loss. It was to the Seahawks. They got blown out.
Yes, when he was in Denver, he lost 1, and he also lost 1 as a Colt. All right, so 5-2, Tony. You got a little ground to make up, but, you know, I still believe in you.
Let's go ahead and let's get Big Ben on the board.
Everybody's won. Roethlisberger lost to the Packers in 2010 season. Correct. 5-3. All right, Scrab, we're rolling along here nicely. Who do you have, Matt? You're ahead. An unfamiliar position for you.
Yes, your name is Matt.
Matt.
Every time you guys call me Matt, it's weird.
I know, it's weird to me when I said it.
I'll just choose one of my 49ers quarterbacks that couldn't get the job done. Fade to the back of the end zone, Mr. Harbaugh. That would be Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick lost to the Ravens 2012 Super Bowl.
Just hand it off to Frank Gore. You're on the 1 yard line. Come on. Well,
that's your guy, Jim Harbaugh, who proved his coaching chops here over the weekend. Not too well, I might add. All right, Tony, 6-3, but a long way to go. Losing quarterback.
Russell Wilson.
Oh.
Russell Wilson lost to
Tom
the
Brady.
Interception by...
Hand it off to Mr. Beast Mode.
Yeah.
Are we learning a lesson?
We
hand
are.
Hand it off when
hand
you're on the 1 yard line.
Off.
Yeah, or pitch it back, Steve Sarkisian, and lose 7 yards. All right, 6-4. Scraby on top. Still a long way to go here. Losing quarterbacks this century in the Super Bowl.
One of my most favorite moments of the last 5 years.
Okay.
Was when Patrick Mahomes lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He did. That's correct, Patrick Mahomes.
The only one, Scrapes.
I know.
He had blocking similar to what Sam Darnold had last night in that game. Yeah. Proof that if they don't block, and even the greatest quarterback can't win. 7-4, Tony.
Rex Grossman.
Ooh, wow.
That's a good one.
That was a sneaky one.
That was a good one.
Rex lost with the Bears to Peyton Manning and the Colts, 2006.
Peyton's first.
Peyton. Yep.
In the rain, Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. But it wasn't enough for the Bears.
Debating Manning.
7-5, Scrabe. On top. Scrabe, you're in the lead here. This is weird.
Walking you down, son.
We'll see.
Oh, this was really funny. Antonio Brown tweeted about this guy yesterday. Said he can jump from a boat to a helicopter, but he can't dive on a fumble in the Super Bowl. Cam Newton.
Oh, wow. That was impressive, though, by the way.
It was.
250, pulling himself up on a helicopter.
It was really impressive.
That was not. They're doing. You seen this, Chris?
No.
It's called.
They're doing like some SEAL team type.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Was it celebrities?
Yeah.
And Cam Newton's going from a boat to a plane, like
going
jumping.
Fast.
And he pulled it. I mean, it was impressive.
He pulled it off. He was able to hit the ski, climb up the ski into the helicopter.
And he started to yell like he just scored a touchdown. And the Navy SEALs, like captain, was like, hey, stop yelling.
And he also said that if he had his whole life to do over again, the one thing he would do was dive on that ball because it never leaves him.
He did say that.
7-8-5. Scrapey might win this one, Tony. I don't know.
Can't let it happen.
I know you can't. What do you got?
Oh, I just hit a blank off. Oh, I like this. Is one of my favorite ones. Jake DeLome.
Good one. Jake DeLome.
That is a really good one.
That's one of my favorites.
His loss came the year that Janet Jackson did her oops.
Oh, yes.
2003 Super Bowl.
Del Homie.
It would not be another hip hop act until Jay-Z took over at that point.
Took a while. 8-6. Scraby rolling. On top here.
All right, I'll take my other 49ers quarterback, Jimmy G.
Jimmy G lost 5 years ago to the Chiefs. And how he lost, I'll never know, because they had that game wrapped up. But, alas, they lost to the Chiefs.
Yes.
We have proof of that, do we not?
Oh, we do have proof. This was me during that game. If I could,
how did this happen?
It's true. I didn't know how it happened because there are my 10 points.
All right, there are only 10 correct answers left. Tony's down by 3.
Donovan McNabb.
Ooh, man, you're thinking of all the ones I'm not thinking of.
Donovan McNabb.
That's got a whole point.
Threw up on the field during
yes,
the
he did.
Late going of that game.
T.O. was playing with a broken leg and balling.
9-7. Scraby, go. Losing quarterbacks in the Super Bowl this century is the category today.
You know what?
What? What, Scraby?
We talk to Adam about this all the time. His quarterback, Matt Ryan, lost to the Patriots after being up 28-3.
10-7. I'm starting to believe, Scrab.
Believe!
That you might win 4, 5, 6, 7.
Believe!
Listen
to this guy.
Scraby's got a 3-point lead, but it's Tony's turn.
Last names are still good?
Sure.
Collins. This is the first of
Dang
the 2000s.
It. I've been hanging on to that
What's his
one.
First name again?
Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins.
Giants.
Penn State.
Boy, did they get crushed by the Ravens.
The Ravens just beat them.
The Giants' only points in that game came on a kick return. I mean, they didn't hardly get over midfield against that defense. All right, 10-8. Scraby, no strikes yet. 7 left. Scraby.
All right, I'm going to go Rich Gannon.
Wow, Scraby, I think you're going to win.
Gannon pick, man.
I think you're going to win,
Scraby. I'm not happy with you, Scraby.
How many are left?
6. You're up by 3. I think if you get 2 more points, Scrab, it's over.
Is it now?
I think so.
Is it now?
Tony.
Jeff Goff's brother.
Jared?
Jared.
Oh.
Lost a heartbreaker and a thriller to the Patriots, 13-3.
Really good one, Tony.
2018. 11, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. Super Bowl losing quarterbacks this century. You guys have ripped them all off with 5 to go. Scraby closing in on a victory, if he can get it.
Did Matt Hasselbeck lose to the Steelers?
Are you asking?
I'm telling?
No.
Yes, he did. That is correct. 2010.
You asked. I just told you.
Okay, it's 12-9. You know what else? There's only 3 left. I've been saying it wrong. There's 3 left, and Tony has to get them all to get a force a tie.
Joe Burrow.
Ah! Joe Burrow, 12-10. Scraby, you can win it here. There's 2 correct answers left. Super Bowl losing quarterbacks this century.
Hold on, everybody.
Now we holding on, huh?
Yeah, how long are you going to get?
What are we waiting on here?
We got some time.
You're taking like 11 minutes?
How much time do we have?
I don't think you get endless time here.
I'm blanking right now.
Be fair to yourself and, you know, just say you don't know if you don't know.
I don't know.
All right, he takes a strike. I need to think. Tony, can you come up with one to make it 12-11?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, correct.
That's an easy one. That is an easy one.
Scraby, name the final quarterback that has lost a Super Bowl this century and you win the game.
I get some time on this one.
No. You take as much as you think is fair.
I get some time on this one.
Scraby Chronicles start in 2 hours and 10 minutes. So.
My brain, I'm feeling the heat, guys. My brain has gone blank.
Well, you could just guess somebody. Maybe they lost the Super Bowl. I'm going to have to give you a strike here, Scrabe. I think that's strike 2.
Give me a second.
No more.
Give me a second.
Give me a second. Oh, dang. Who was the last one?
Yeah, Tony's still got to come
Did
up
I
with
officially,
it.
Did I officially...
You just got your second strike. Tony still has to come up with it, though, to force a tie. And if we get a tie, I think we're going to have to go with
God.
It.
Oh, my God!
Well, you can't do it. You missed your time. Now Tony has his couple minutes. If he doesn't get it, then you can win it, Scrabe. Tony, for the tie. And I think we're just going to have a tie. I don't really have another tie-breaking category here. Oh, sounds like Scraby's putting the pressure on you because he thinks he knows it.
I could be faking it, too.
He didn't sound like it there. I'm just saying.
I don't think he was sad yet, was he?
I don't know. Isn't you better it, guess somebody.
Isn't it Brock Purdy?
No!
Last year, Brock Purdy is correct.
Oh, I can't believe
you guys went through the whole list. And you never said the guy who won last year. Or lost last year. Now it's a tie. We could go tie unless you want me to think of something crazy here. But you guys let me know. I can do something.
Not really.
You didn't even use your guy.
Well, I named off the other ones that lost too.
You know, as we were playing the game, Tony, I thought your strategy wasn't great. I thought you should have named the 49ers to take them away from him. But you were naming all of the ones that I don't think he knew.
He wouldn't have got, but I couldn't think of any
others. Oh, you couldn't think of any others. So, yeah, well, you did what you had to do.
Why is it that the most recent thing is the furthest from my mind.
That is just reason why I thought of it, because I just said Jalen Hurts, and I was like, wait, that was 2 years ago. Who was last year? And I was like, oh, wait a minute. When did the 49ers in the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, last
that
year.
That is back-to-back weeks where I blew it.
Well, you got a tie out of it, Scrape. I think we'll just go tie, because I don't really have a good...
We don't get the mariachi music.
No mariachi music today. No,
but I should get it, because I walked you down like I told you. I was going
to walk 12-9.
Well, then I started playing the game. Oh, I don't know.
Walk you down.
Hoping that you would get another one wrong.
Walk you down, buddy.
It was 12-9, Scrape. You can take that home with you.
You know I will.
A tie in today's fantabulous sports game show. Good job, though, you guys. Got every single one. I really thought Jake DeLome.
I think I threw my shoulder at it.
I thought Rex Grossman. I thought Matt Hasselbeck. I thought Kerry Collins.
Those are the easy ones for me.
Well, I thought they'd all be hard. But you guys really did well, obviously. You got them all. So
that was close.
All right.
Oh, they're asking for my heart rate.
Yeah, what you got now? Yeah, you over 150?
I got to... No, it's... 98.
It's close to
100.
Just went to a hundo.
It's like a hundo.
It's circling around 70, a hundo.
76 or something.
All right. You got your chance to win now. It's Chris's, Chris versus the fans. A little trivia for you out there. Perhaps earn yourself a trip to Las Vegas on Gwen and Chris. 833-288-0973.